Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to chapter 23 in the Gospel of Matthew. We'll be in verses 1 through 9. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor and banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven." So today in Matthew 23, verses 1 through 9, highlights a profound lesson about authenticity in faith and leadership. In this passage, Jesus addresses the crowds and his disciples, warning them about the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. He underscores the importance of aligning one's actions with one's teachings, urging that while these leaders may sit in positions of authority and teach the law, they often fail in living out what they preach. This stark contrast between word and action serves as a powerful reminder for all of us. Jesus points out the burdensome nature of the Pharisees' teachings as they impose heavy loads on others without lifting a finger to help. Their hypocrisy is not merely a failure of action, it is a failure of true discipleship. As they seek honor and recognition rather than embodying the humility and love that God desires, we are called not only to speak the truth, but to be living expressions of it, reflecting God's will in our daily lives. As followers of Christ, we must remember that our faith demands integrity. We cannot compartmentalize our beliefs, espousing the virtues of Christ while living contrary to them. Each of us is challenged to practice what we preach, ensuring our actions resonate with the teachings of Jesus. This alignment fosters genuine faith and serves as a beacon of hope and guidance for others. Ultimately, Matthew 23, verses 1 through 9, serves as a call to authenticity. Let us strive to embody the will of God in all things, understanding that true discipleship requires us to live out our faith with integrity, compassion, and humility. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen." I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit. Today my poem comes from Matthew 23. Matthew 23, it's verses 1 through 9. It's got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. Its title, "They Preach, But They Do Not Practice." In the crowd, the teachers stand so tall, with robes of honor they proclaim the thrall. "Do as we say," their voices boast and ring, yet heavy burdens lie where they do not cling. The weight of rules they lay upon the meek, but lift no hand to help, to love, to eternally seek. Their hearts, like stones, hold judgment cold and tight, neglecting mercy's call, God's love's pure light. Hypocrites, cries the voice of truth and grace, for outward acts can't hide a heart's disgrace. What good is knowledge if the soul's not stirred? To live the word, it's love that should be heard. With prideful hearts they seek the highest place, yet in humility we find God's face. True leaders serve, their strength is in the meek, for in the silent prayer the wise shall speak. So heed the call, let faith and action blend. In every word we utter, let love extend. For it is in the living where we truly reveal the heart of God, the truth we strive to feel. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. August 23rd, 2025. Up a little later today at 6:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Getting ready to go down to Avon Park Correctional to do a little Kairos prison ministry. It's good to keep my face in there to let them think and know that I'm there amongst them in their prayers and their work. And tomorrow we have a feast scheduled for our catechism class in the prison. We'll be feeding about 20 to 30 prisoners and seeking to share the will of God in all things, where we carry what we preach as we practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. I continue to pray for her health and well-being as she still struggles with possible COVID. Although she hasn't been tested, some of our men from our retreat came down with COVID, and some of the men haven't been feeling well, so she may have picked up something from me when I came home. So we continue to pray for Tony and lift her up in prayers as we close today at 7:33 in Jesus' sweet name. Remember, all their works are performed to be seen. It is those who share the will of God. What they preach, they practice. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.